Hello you and welcome to Conversations with Jay podcast. I am your host, Joyce Nalubega, but you can call me Jay. Conversations with Jay is an audio series where I introduce you to the adventures of my world sprinkled with lots of imagery. On this pilot episode, I take you on a night drive where I reflect on change and stagnancy. Enjoy. It's 9 p.m. and I'm a little tipsy, adjusting myself in the backseat of a sky blue room, my Uber, ready to go home. In my left hand is a plastic cup containing my leftover bitter sangria from Terrace Bar with orange slices floating about. Madam, are you carrying alcohol? The Uber driver asks with a deep, slightly irritated tone. From the front view mirror, I see his thin face wrinkle like folded paper. Bino biesa gala. He complains and explains to me how he is from the washing bay and how he has clients tomorrow. I promise him that I shall not spill even a single drop anywhere in his car, and his only response is a rough grunt. He starts the engine and we are off. Truly, if he discovered that the cover was one size smaller than the cup and couldn't seal it, I bet he might have cancelled the trip and kicked me out. I, however, vow to keep my promise and hold the cup as firmly as a baby's grip on something. I intentionally didn't carry my headphones as I left the house earlier because of the increased cases of road theft that are broadcast on news these days. And even though I'm normally adamant, this time my gut screamed for me to leave them behind and I couldn't help but listen. So here I was, in a silent car with nothing but the sound of cars gliding on the tarmac and the occasional hoots and street chatter. I have always loved the night scene. When the traffic has ebbed, the moon in all its glory shines upon the landscape. The stars twinkle a million light years away. The air is crisp and dewy, and the city trickling down to serenity. On the streets are dogs without homes, howling and yawning before they call it a day as well. The beauty of the city that pops up when all the poverty and regress of the country is concealed in the shadows. I lower my window and the breeze permeates my skin, but I don't mind. I stare at the familiar buildings that my eyes have seen for years on end. The city streets, no matter where you go, are lined up with similar features. A small kiosk, a larger kiosk, a supermarket, one pharmacy, another pharmacy, a Shell, Total, and definitely another pharmacy. A sports betting corner, a clothes boutique, another petrol station, shabby garages, and endless mobile money shops. Nevertheless, I can't help but always notice the subtle yet patent differences in the different towns that I traverse from Acacia to my hometown. The farther into our journey, the more dilapidated the buildings become, the more disorganized the city appears, and the more saturated the smell of impoverishment becomes. The street food vendors are up ahead, tons of men and women selling the same fries and chicken of less than a dollar a pack. The trench nearing them is filled with refuse and overused oil that has turned black. For them, their day is far from done as their target market comes around at these hours. Pothole ahead. My mind alerts me to watch the drink that still resides firmly in my hand. As a Ugandan, these are some of the mental notes you keep as a frequent road user. It is an unspoken tip to survive this, how can I politely put it, third world entity. Even when they pretend to fix the roads, give it a month or two before erosion begins and old potholes resurface with new and big additions. If you think I'm exaggerating, take a quick ride around Wandegea town to mention but a few. There was a whole campaign on this about a year ago on Twitter. I remember the time they constructed our main road at home. It was back in the early 2000s. I was but a child in primary, young and innocent and hopeful for the Ugandan future. But now, as I stare out the window, all I see is the past that I thought I had left behind. The hideous police post, the tiny maram roads that branch off the main road like distributaries of a river, the neighborhood cobbler still in his small booth, the fake pastor's church still up and running compared to other genuine businesses that fell off on the way because of high taxes, and more kiosks of mushrooms, one after the other. There's many things in the world that I loathe, but stagnation is high up the ladder. And being in my early 20s, I crave change and newness with each breath I take. I want to do new things, see new places, and feel emotions that I haven't felt before. I desire unfamiliarity, progress, and positive challenges. But when I look around and still see the same things, I can't help but shudder. I hunger and thirst for transformation, and my appetite for exploration permeates every facet of my life. My spirit is restless and searches for new, but whenever I look around, I am met with stagnancy and routine. I am like a butterfly seeking the sweetest nectar from the wrong garden, and until I find it, I shall not meet my purpose. Roughly 18 minutes have elapsed, and my journey is approaching climax. Sebo, indicate to the left and turn down on that road. With my free hand, I rummage through my handbag for the house keys so that I don't delay at the gate. You see, my neighborhood is dark and unsafe. What was road is now a collection of holes, but somehow the Uber driver maneuvers his way through until we are right outside my gate. Well, my parents' gate. As I step out, I proudly remark that I've not spilled even a drop of alcohol, but once again, this gentleman remains silent and indifferent. Whatever, I guess. I unlock the padlock and duck my head to enter the compound. Quickly lock the gate again. Ah, safe and sound, finally home. And before I step foot in the house, like a ritual, I look up to the moon. Brilliant as always. I smile at her and my silent conversations with the night come to an end. And that's a wrap from today's conversation with Jay. I hope you are able to catch a glimpse into my world, and I cannot wait for you to hop onto the next ride. Ciao!